from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
It's not homophobic.
We can make any gay jokes because you're
can,
here and you make
I'm
it okay.
And I think it's I give the okay. You hear that, Glad?
He forgives us of our sins.
I do. I forgive these two.
He's also the Jesus.
The gay Jesus.
The Jesus. If you say it like that, it does sound pretty good.
I was trying it out. It doesn't slide off the tongue.
It's okay. I appreciate experimentation. Which is why we're doing this right now.
You had me at slide off the tongue.
I know. It's interesting. Ever since I've been watching Arrested Development, all of the gay way to say things, I've been having fun doing that. And it's getting a little bit... it's starting to just happen naturally, so I have to stop.
Well, last show, we pretty much had to call it the coming out show because of how many times you said something that was very ambiguously gay. Yes.
Was this for Fight Linker?
That was for our other show, FightLinker.com podcast.
I'll have to check it out.
Well, if you like this show and you like MMA for some reason, we do recommend you check it out. Just go to the site, www.fightlinker.com. We're hilarious on there, too, so fucking go there and don't be a douche. Or if you don't like the sport, don't go there at all. Please, don't go there if you don't like the sport. Makes no sense.
It's shocking and immoral.
You're going to feel as though we're some kind of bloodthirsty maniacs watching guys getting pummeled and choked to death and shit like that. But it's not quite as bad as we might imagine.
Are we going to talk about anybody getting set on fire on the atheist thing? Because you're like, you know, I just want to put it out there. The atheist religious scene, a lot more violent, crazy.
It is a lot more violent, crazy. We are going to talk about the situation specifically in Pakistan because it's getting a little bit out of hand there. I was reading a report from the International Crisis Group. This is a group that basically, a think tank, that they come together and they just start looking at problems and trying to solve problems. And of course, like any other think tank, they release studies that nobody gives a shit about. But, you know, that's another case in point. We're going to talk about that. But first, I did want to just dive into the whole Anderson thing, and if you don't mind, I'll just sort of like cover it for anybody that actually hasn't heard about it.
Like me.
Like you. Do you even read the site, you piece of shit?
I read the site. I went through the entire site. I did, looking for stories. I guess I didn't go far enough back. I missed one.
Yeah, it's 2 days or something.
Anyways,
so this pastor guy named Stephen L. Anderson, he gets kind of like my award for most shocking thing said by a pastor for this year, which he was basically saying that in a sermon that gays should be executed and without fail, without question, any sodomite needs to be, you know, put to death. And basically he believes that all gays, they multiply through recruiting since they can't, you know, physically reproduce. Apparently he feels as though it's both a genetic and a psychological disorder. I think. I'm not sure.
So he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too, basically.
Oh, he wants to eat it.
Well, that's also why I thought maybe he was kind of a closet. But get this. After I finished writing an article about this guy and I feel, okay, well, I've burned him well enough. Let's move on to the day's blogging. He reappears in NBC, this time having said in a sermon like the next day that President Obama should be killed and go to hell for abortion.
Doesn't he say that he prays every night that he's killed?
I believe he said something along the lines that he's praying for his death.
So let me understand this correctly. If you say, I want Barack Obama to die, is that illegal?
No, I don't believe that's legal. If you're saying that I am going to kill the President of the United States, then that is a crime.
Okay, and if you pray to God, that's not illegal either. Like, if you're saying you're praying to God to kill the President...
Well, I suppose if you thought God was real, you should probably put someone in jail for that, because you're hiring a contract killer from space, and he's going to take you out!
The ethereal assassin.
Yeah, there you go. But as far as I'm concerned, as long as there's a proxy... I don't know what the law is. Like, for instance, if you say, I pray that my buddy Jeff will kill the President of the United States.
After I give him 20 grand.
I did not try to hire him as an assassin. I was just praying for him to be assassinated.
Prayed to Jesus, and Jesus answered my prayers.
And I think that's kind of like that whole gray zone here that we need to start talking about. Because before we talk about his homophobic comments, I do want to talk about that. What do you think? What do you guys think? Like, should should you be allowed to pray for someone's death and get away with it, especially if you're saying it from like a pulpit, a position of sort of influence?
That's tricky.
It's long tricky. Silence
you
here.
You should be allowed to pray, but I mean, to get up there and say I'm praying for it, that's doing more than just praying for it. At that point, you're basically broadcasting it out there that you really want this guy to die, that you fucking hope that that God somehow takes care of it. And to me, that does sound pretty much like, I don't know, at the very least, a little bit of coercion.
And my observation on this is, of course, if the guy has a congregation that's listening to him, all they need is one guy thinking that he can do God's work, and all of a sudden it's like, hey.
Yeah, but it doesn't even end there, Ryan. You were telling me about before that some protesters, Obama protesters, are showing up with their rifles.
Ah, but you know what? They get put in specific areas that are a little bit far away. So
there's oh, a little bit far away. So it's a hard shot. So it's a difficult shot now.
Yeah. He has to deflect it off of
you're not allowed to bring your scope. That would make it too easy. But you can use rut fuel, you know, to sort of like it will attract
your prey. We're going to make it
tricky
for you. Yeah, you could bring, well, apparently the protesters have been bringing their assault weapons to protests.
Now, when you say assault weapons, are we just talking like your hunting rifle? Or are we talking your M16 carbine-powered, you know, fully automatic rifle?
I do not know. Unfortunately, I do not know. It's just I was very specific. It is assault weapons is the words that they use. So
it's meant for assault.
It sounds pretty. It sounds pretty serious.
It doesn't sound like I don't hear a lot.
Discussion weapons.
Not talk weapons. That's for sure. I don't think that you see a lot of people that go hunting with assault weapons either. I figure that's probably, you know, a pretty good way to essentially obliterate whatever you're hunting. It's like, who knew that if I shot this rabbit with a 50 caliber pistol, it would explode? I have no meat. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to make some kind of weird metal-y stew or something. Mm. Pretty damn gross. I do, personally, here's what I think about the whole situation. I really do think it is fucked up when a person of that kind of statute is allowed to say that and nobody really does anything about it. I think that's the part that really annoyed me. I mean, don't fucking throw him in jail, but at some point, you got to do something, right?
Yeah, you should be shamed. Horribly shamed by society.
I think he should basically be every single other Baptist minister, because he's a Baptist minister. I think that basically, I know that the whole thing about Baptists is they have no real formal institution. You know, they really believe in kind of the localized church rather than a universal church.
It's a free-for-all.
It's a bit of a free-for-all, but they still have a bit of a loose association. I'm saying all the other fucking Baptist church out there, they have to take a stand, but of course, I don't think they will. I'll be honest with you. I have this weird feeling that Baptist churches are becoming increasingly more sexist and racist, which is why Jimmy Carter fucking jumped off that damn bandwagon. You know, here's a guy who's a Baptist for 60 years and he jumps off because he thinks they're too sexist. I don't just think they're only sexist, man. Listen to that Obama stuff. No, I think they're also pretty damn racist. Now, I want to read something to you that I found from the website itself, okay? And their doctrine, and I want you to tell me if there is something of a conflict here. And this is from Pastor's Anderson, like from his website. So, okay, here we go. This is the the last two things of their doctrines. Doctrinal beliefs. We believe that homosexuality is a sin and an abomination which God punishes with the death penalty.
Amen.
That's their first doctrine.
Oh no.
Their second doctrine is we oppose worldliness, modernism, formalism, and liberalism. So I guess it's pretty clear from those last two things. They're just like, we want the death penalty, and we completely and utterly hate liberalism and anything that is progressive. So let me just tell you something. How do you feel about that second to last one there, Jeff? How do you feel about that one? You like that doctrinal belief?
I think it's airtight. I think it's awesome.
Well, they also do believe that the King James Version of the Bible is the literal Word of God.
That's the one with the unicorns?
I believe the unicorns.
The NIV version is the one where they replaced it with like bison or whatever.
A bison?
It was like a different animal. They edited it to make it less fantastic.
They got rid of the unicorn in the Bible?
I think they did.
That's terrible.
I don't know.
I don't even know what the unicorn
you
does in the
tried
Bible.
Tried to read the Bible?
No.
It's not a page turner. No, it's like freaking two columns per page. What the hell's up with that?
Here's the whole thing. I've tried reading the Bible many times, and you know, Genesis, Exodus, pretty entertaining, and then it starts to drag on right around that.
The begat portion?
Right around the begat portion. So I check out the New Testament because I think, hey, this should be pretty good. It's the same goddamn story four times over. I'm like, holy shit, I feel like I'm watching a Quentin Tarantino fucking movie here. Like,
getting a lot less interesting.
No, it'd be cooler if they started with the end and then when sort of like, you know, from A to B to C, you know, if they mixed it up a little bit, Quentin Tarantino, exactly. I can't even say his name right now. Mm. Must have a mush mouth. I can't say his name. Okay. Sorry. Okay, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about with Anderson. Now, I made a joke saying that I thought that he was possibly a closeted homosexual. I wanted to ask you, Jeffrey.
He's pointing to me right now.
pointing at you. I wanted you to tell us a little bit about internalized homophobia because I figure that you are somewhat of an expert on this.
An expert on it? Oh, wow. What, 7 years of it? 7 years of that.
I want you to think about how you might be if you were sort of like in his shoes, still deep in denial and in the closet. How would you feel about homosexuals?
I would, well, of course you don't want to blame yourself for those feelings you're having. So, of course, they're going to project it onto someone else. Yeah, they're recruiting. They're recruiting. I'm not feeling it.
They're always coming over to my house and recruiting me with their hot pants.
They're always going to that bar that I happen to be at. What is up with that?
And I feel the temptation rolling off of them onto me, and I say, Jesus, no!
See, that's always been my whole...
That's pretty much it. He doesn't want to take responsibility. If indeed that's what he's feeling, he sounds pretty... He's not showing all his cards. You know, he doesn't want to take responsibility for what he might be feeling, so...
Did you guys enjoy the little video I also put of him? Again, this is in the same one-day period.
Yeah, this guy got around, eh?
He got around real fast. Like, he became a superstar. But did you see the video that he had, basically, of his whole conversion techniques?
Oh, yeah.
Go to the site. I put it on there. It's great because he comes over to a guy's patio, door opens, the guy's there, and he's like, do you believe in Jesus? The guy's like, yes.
Conversion over!
And then the next 9 minutes...
One. Yeah.
The next 9 minutes is him preaching stuff that the guy 100% agrees with. I'm like, this is not a training video. This is your best case scenario. Do you believe in Jesus? Yes. Okay, I'll see you fucking later.
And I'll see you Sunday.
I'll see you Sunday. Yeah, exactly.
I'll come back next month just in case the Jehovah Witnesses get you.
They work Saturdays.
That's right. They do work Saturdays,
do.
Don't they?
And Saturdays is their day.
I believe so.
Their day to bug us. To annoy us.
To be fair, the ones that I've encountered are just sort of outside the metro holding their magazine, and I'm just like, no.
Their magazine is terrible.
I just never know if they wanted money for it or not. It kind of seemed like they might. There's like a price on the side.
So. Oh, there's a price.
You don't want to pay that price.
You don't want to pay that price.
Actually, you remember I was telling you last time on the bonus show, the bonus podcast, that basically the Watchtower magazine has been around since, I believe, 1890 or something along that line.
Oh, wow.
And they predicted, I think, 7 different times that the Earth would end.
Oh, yeah?
And then they just stopped after 1997 because they were just sick and tired of being
so
wrong.
They don't have a 2012 prediction.
No. They haven't jumped on the 2012 bandwagon.
They've added themselves to the fuzzy eventual doom that everybody else seems to have. That's like, it's going to be...
It's on the horizon.
On the horizon. It's coming soon. Any day now.
They also eliminated the whole 150,000 or 200,000 that they were going to say were going to stay on Earth in this new paradise. Because the whole thing was, and the whole joke was that, why are you trying to recruit if there's a limited amount that are going to be saved?
Limited membership, yeah.
But their whole response, well, you're going to go up to heaven. We're just going to be the ones staying behind. I'm like, I don't understand.
Is this the VIP room?
I guess Earth in...
After it's a smoldering wasteland, it'll become...
Apparently it's going to be all good or something like that, but...
Ash is a great fertilizer.
Oh, that's just disgusting. I hate you for this. But anyways, Noah, what were we talking about? I just forgot.
You were talking about how the Watchtower stopped making...
Oh, yeah, that's right. They stopped making predictions. But before that, what were we talking about?
Anderson's closet case.
Let's move on. Okay, here's the next topic that I wanted to talk about.
It's the
about.
Only thing I'm relevant for. Damn it. All right.
You were there to remind us what we're talking about.
I was there to remind you for... Yeah, there you go.
Okay, here's the next topic I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the crazy situation in Pakistan. Now, for those of you that are not aware, a couple of months ago, I think at the beginning of August, there was this big story that 9 Christians had been killed in Pakistan. Basically, there was this riot that was incited by a local mullah who said that they had been defacing the Quran and so on and so forth. So a group of a couple 100 protesters, or protesters, violent jackasses, showed up at these guys' house and burned it down. And even, like, I think a 7-year-old or a 9-year-old girl also died, a little girl, in the fires. And everybody who was there reported that the people who operated were very, very professional at what they were doing. They were very good at burning those buildings down. It was just, like, completely and utterly burnt down to the ground. And then later it was kind of revealed, oh, yeah, there was an unscrupulous businessman that had wanted to buy that land and hadn't been able to get a hold of it. And all of a sudden you're like, I wonder if there's any connection here. I mean, if you really want to know how fucked up the situation in Pakistan is, consider also the fact that, I was mentioning the report that I was reading. Well, there is a general policy in the government to force Islam down everybody's throat. So it is a policy of Islamification within the government. But what was so sad about everybody analyzing the situation is they're like, well, the problem isn't religion. It's the government that's forcing religion on people. And I got to ask you, is there a fucking difference here, everybody? Like, what is the difference between a government forcing religion and religion forcing itself on government? I don't really know what the difference is here. Maybe you can enlighten me.
I can enlighten you.
Maybe.
I'd say it's the echo chamber, man. It's not a good echo chamber to get into.
Yeah.
It's a pretty... Seriously. I have to... I mean, if a religion is being pushed or shoved down everybody's throat, do people really think that the individual shoving it down the throat working for the government don't either A, believe in it?
Yeah.
Or even if they don't, that's worse because they're going to use it to shit. They are going to fucking manipulate every dumb motherfucker. I mean, look at that businessman. I bet you fucking $20 he doesn't even believe in goddamn God. But he sure was able to convince a whole bunch of people to...
Out of it.
You know, why not? Why not?
It's there.
Here's a bunch of people that are incensed into violence easily. And I bet you anything, these are probably some of the nicest people that you met when you're just having a brunch with them. They're like, oh yeah, here, have some cake. And all of a sudden they're like, what do you believe in? What's your religion? Christianity. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to kill you. Sorry about
you
that, buddy.
You have to have some of this cake now.
It's like, why does this cake smell funny?
This is Christian cake.
Infidel cake.
Infidel cake.
Goodness.
I like that.
My whole worry, obviously, is that, look, the government is slowly not only sort of making Islam the official religion, but it's kind of completely and utterly placating a lot of the really more radical groups. It does nothing to stop these guys, and they are fucking flourishing, okay? They're popping up all over the place. They're starting their own publications. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they get really technological because no one's doing anything to stop them. And you're just like, when is this going to stop? Does anybody remember that Pakistan is, I don't know, a nuclear nation? Like... I don't want to alarm anyone here, but most of these really hardcore radicals believe that there has been a campaign of persecution against them by the Hindus. That's a bit of a scary proposition.
Well, can I bring something up?
Absolutely.
Every time we talk about Pakistan, it just is really depressing and it's a total downer. Let's never talk about Pakistan again.
We have to talk about Pakistan.
No, it's bad over there. It's only getting worse.
Oh, well, let's ignore reality. That's for the religious shows, buddy. This is the hardcore reality show.
Ah, ça m'a fait, je suis un clown triste. let us know.
You're a sad clown?
Yes.
Well, we do have to talk about it because it's not all. This is not just a comedy show. This is a show about some serious topics that's presented in a comedy fashion.
Yeah, I just want to throw in my whole extreme disappointment in the situation that continues to erode in Pakistan because, yeah, the more you look at it, the worse it gets. And it's just don't think about it because it'll make you go crazy. You'll get really depressed. You'll be like, everything amazing that we are accomplishing in this world, if Pakistan goes down the toilet, it's going to be bad fucking news.
I think there could be a really a simpler situation. I think one of the biggest problems that there is right now in Pakistan is that the Pakistani government is really kind of working too closely with Americans. I know that kind of sounds weird, but its own population fucking hates that. It hates American incursion in their lives. I would say you make a deal with Pakistan. You're saying like, okay, we're going to provide you some, we're going to get the fuck out of here. We're going to get out of your bases, but you have to do these following things. Sort of like, you've got to clamp down on radicalism in your country. You know, you've got to kick these mullahs out that are just basically enticing violence and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, there can be a compromise, can't there? Like, why can't we work with these people more intelligently? Our entire approach is they're getting more radical. Let's send more soldiers up there. Yeah, do you think that's a fucking good idea?
You've got to realize that these people are also torn between a whole bunch of different factions. And on top of that, there's a whole bunch of people trying to fuck up the relations between everybody. It's really hard to do anything over there. I'm not saying don't try. I'm just saying it's a clusterfuck. Don't just try and give a reasonable list of things that should be done and expect that they're capable of being done, because they're not.
Well, they're not even being tried. Maybe that's the problem. Nothing's being tried. Look,
they're trying stuff. I mean, all like these sending in these drones into Pakistan is something they're doing, and it's probably causing more problems than not, but they're doing stuff. They're doing all sorts of stuff.
I don't know.
I don't think it's the right
stuff. I think you have this sort of like internal prejudice of saying, well, you can't civilize these barbarians. If you present them with laws and stuff like that, they will not listen.
No. Well, it goes down to the idea of the new... It's a new kind of warfare that's going on over there, where a certain group says, so long as we are in conflict with America, then America is losing. Because so long as they haven't defeated us, you know, we're winning. That's the attitude that all these people take. And over there, you have a whole bunch of people who will always be in that mode, because that's all they want to do is fucking war with America, and because it's good for us some way or another.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's the majority of people.
It's not the majority of people, but it doesn't have to be. It's just the people who are willing to kill, at like, you know, a couple hundred people at a market every month. That's all it needs to be, and you've got a fucked up situation that you can't really deal with.
Yeah, but I believe the whole reason they exist in the first place is basically because all these other, the things that create the foundation of hate, they're allowed to exist. You know, nobody's cracking down hardcore on all these really fundamentalist mullahs. Like, these guys are the real problem. They're the brains behind everything. They are basically the ones that are finding the recruits and sending them out there. And until you really actually start pounding on these guys, because the honest truth is that the government lets them do whatever the hell they want because they get money. Because these most in the Middle East and in Pakistan, it's probably the same thing as well. I mean, I'm not sure of the situation, but I know for sure in the Middle East, basically, the religions are the banks. So they have all the money, basically, because all the other institutions are so corrupt that the only ones you can trust are the churches. So they have a lot of money. And now all of a sudden, these institutions with a lot of money that can bribe government officials, because they're just, you're either religious over there, or you're corrupt. And that's really essentially the problem. Like, here, insanely wealthy, powerful institutions that have like zero accountability and claim that they are divinely inspired. Now, are you scared, everybody? That's me scaring the fuck out of everyone.
I'm also a sad clown.
I told you, this Pakistan, man. Whatever, whoever, this is not a happy show.
Okay, well, you want to end
about
it?
About puppies.
You want to end it on a happy note? Maybe you have some happy news. You have some good news?
After Pakistan, no. You put me into a little depression.
Okay, I have a little bit of good news. A little bit of good news that comes out of Southern Florida. There was an article, and Google put it up. I forget who posted it. It's probably Associated Press. But the point was, it was about a little group in Southern Florida, a little atheist group that keeps on growing every year and having more and more members. Now, remember, I was talking about fucking 2 years ago how we were going to start seeing that, people getting together, having atheist groups, and everybody's like, you can't do that. You can't herd cats. It's happening in even Florida, sir. Happening in Florida. That's some good news, because Florida's a really fucked up weird place.
Yeah, no, I imagine that these places like Florida, and I bet you Texas is next, because there are a whole bunch of really smart people in Texas who are probably really sick of religious people making them look like idiots.
It's not even just that they're religious, it's also that Florida's crazy. I have a list here of weird laws that I thought I could go through to end on a happy note. Would you like to read about weird Florida laws?
Does one of them contain the can't eat an orange in your bathtub? Is that one of them?
I don't know, actually. There's many of them. We won't do all of them.
Can we do Seinfeld sound effects between jokes?
You can try.
Yeah,
I'm not going to stop you.
I'm not really good at it.
I don't have a bass guitar with me.
I can't. Yeah. No, that's no good.
Okay, here's a strange law. Hunting and killing deer while swimming is illegal in Florida. It is illegal to sing in a public place while wearing a swimsuit.
What is with their anti-swim? Like, what is it? Like, you can only swim in a swimsuit?
In Miami, it's illegal to imitate animals.
Hey, at least you can swim in a swimsuit. In France, you can't swim in a swimsuit if it's a burkini.
I'm glad that it is actually a written down law that you cannot sell your children. That's nice, though. That's nice. I like that it has to be mentioned.
I like that it has to be a law.
Well, a while ago, there was...
Like, who set that precedent?
No, because there was one state that had some kind of loophole where you were basically able to disown your kid and just drop them off and make them wards of the state. And somebody did it, and it was a big deal. And they were like, let's close that loophole now. Let me tell you what, legislators got off their asses then.
Okay, now I don't know if this one is true because it sounds too insane. Gay men are not allowed into public bars unless accompanied by a child. So maybe you could tell me whether or not that was...
What?
I don't... I just read them. I just read them. I am just reading them, sir.
I can only imagine the horrible ideas these Florida bar people...
Okay, now I know this one. I know this one's...
Wait. How do you get a child in a bar?
Look, I don't know. The bars are weird places in the United States. They're not always like our bars over here. In some bars in the U.S., you have to bring your own alcohol. You think that makes any sense?
Yeah, the backwards way it works is hilarious. Because here in Canada, if you're not old enough to drink, you're not allowed into a bar.
Yeah,
The States, because it's 21, but they still want to let these university people, I guess, have their university friends in, you could still come in, which, of course, leads to everybody stealing booze and doing this and that. It's just, it's the dumbest thing. It's basically, you can't drink, but come on into the bar and hang out, and we'll...
Just don't drink. We trust you won't drink, right?
Don't drink. Wink.
Honor system.
Pretty much.
All right, here's a true one. I know this one's true. You're not allowed to break more than 3 dishes a day, or you get a night in jail, and that's probably for the ladies. So if you get mad at your man, don't break more than 3 dishes, because you will be sent to jail for the night.
In Florida.
In Florida.
In Florida. Okay, also, the last one is... This one makes no sense, but I'm going to read it anyways. Rats are forbidden from leaving the ships docked in Tampa Bay. So I don't know how they enforce that one. Good luck with that one. You were supposed to do the sound effect thing.
I was going to, but that was more of like a zoning / health regulation thing. It was like...
Yeah, but how are you going to let...
I understand.
It's the rats. It's like, how are you going to say, are you going to put the rats in jail?
It's not like they're like telling the rats. Think about it for a second. That was Jay Leno level, that last one. I understand why you read it just for timing, but.
Okay, well, here's a better one then. Yeah. This one's for you, Jeff. Men may not be seen publicly in any kind of strapless gown. So that's how it ended.
I like that. Yeah, that was a good finish.
Okay, then good. That's our finish, and we're going to roll with that. Thank you.